Good morning. Today we have one of the fundamental questions when it comes to Ayin Hara, and that is, do we need to say B'li Ayin Hara when we speak about something positive? For example, we'll give a couple of scenarios. Scenario number one is when B is speaking positively about A, saying A is a wonderful person, he gives so much tzedakah, he has wonderful children. Does B have to say B'li Ayin Hara so he's not placing an Ayin Hara on A when he's speaking positively about A? So that would be scenario number one. Scenario number two could simply be A talking about his children, B'li Ayin Hara. Maybe he's asked about his children. How many children do you have? B'li Ayin Hara, 6. B'li Ayin Hara, 10. B'li Ayin Hara, 2. So we have either somebody, B, talking about somebody else and having to say B'li Ayin Hara because he's speaking about somebody else, or speaking about yourself, something positive, B'li Ayin Hara. That's the question. So we are going to start out with the Sefer Reishis Chochma, quoting the Zohar HaKadosh. And he says as follows in the Reishis Chochma, that in the Zohar, Shemesapir B'Shvacho Shel Chaveiro, somebody, we're talking now about B, speaking positively about A, in a positive way, he has to give him a bracha as well in order to not cause him to have an Ayin Hara. So what it's saying here, accordingly, in the Zohar, is that if B is speaking positively about A, don't leave it at that, but add a bracha on as well, that there shouldn't be an Ayin Hara as a result of speaking positively about A. So in fact, the Zohar goes on and brings a proof to this from Moshe Rabbeinu speaking positively about Am Yisrael, about Klal Yisrael. Then he says, Hashem Elokechem, hi barashchem, v'inchem ayom, kachovei ha-shamayim, the Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a bracha, and you made you like the stars of the sky. And immediately, Moshe Rabbeinu adds on, he's speaking positively, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu's B, talking positively about A, which is Klal Yisrael, and he adds on two brachas immediately, Hashem Elokechem Yosef Aleichem, and the second bracha of Yivarachaschem Kasher Diber Lachem. So there we have it from the Zohar, that if B is speaking positively about A, very nice, speak positively, but add on a bracha as well to prevent Ayin Hara. So in fact, that's what the Pela Yoed says on this Zohar, Mashma Demashet Tzarech Levarach Lechaveiro Hu Kedei Shlo Yachol Alav Ayin Hara. Apparently what it's talking about in the Zohar is that you have to give a bracha to your friend in order to not cause him to have an Ayin Hara. And the Pela Yoed continues that many people are not careful about doing this. They'll speak praise about A. B will speak praise, worthy praise, nice things about A, but will not add on a bracha. Umisheinu zayin, whoever is not careful about this, nefesh hu chovel, he is endangering, he is causing damage to people because he's causing them to have an Ayin Hara. So that's where we are right now. We have the Zohar saying that if you speak positively about somebody, add on a bracha to prevent an Ayin Hara, but the Zohar goes an additional step. The Zohar says that if somebody does not add on that bracha, B is speaking about A, if B does not add on, in addition to the positive speech about A bracha, hu nitfas v'ne'enash shel kach min ha-shamayim, he will also be punished by heaven because he is endangering A. And if he does add on a bracha, he will be blessed as well. Okay, that's where we are right now. If somebody is speaking positively about somebody else, add on a bracha to prevent an Ayin Hara. Now, the Sefer Ayin Hara Be'ena Yadus adds on as follows. There is indeed a common minag, ma'isim b'chol yom, happens all the time, that people, when they're talking positively about somebody else, so B is talking positively about A, they add on the language B'li Ayin Hara. And what does that do? So he says that, in fact, is the bracha that there shall not be an Ayin Hara. So when somebody is speaking positively about somebody else, be about A, they add on B'li Ayin Hara. And that is the bracha. The bracha is that I was just speaking positively about you or somebody, it doesn't have to be in front of him. B'li Ayin Hara, that should be the bracha that you don't have an Ayin Hara. So that is a fulfillment of the imperative of the Zohar. And this Sefer says, the author of the Sefer Ayin Hara says as follows, that people think that's a nice thing to do, but in fact, based on the Zohar, it's not only a minhag tov, it's a requirement, it's an absolute requirement, because you're speaking positively about somebody else, you have to give them a bracha, and the bracha is B'li Ayin Hara. So that's the opinion of the author of the Sefer Ayin Hara, Be'en Ayadus, that it happens to be that it's only talking about when B is speaking positively about A, that B should add on B'li Ayin Hara. It's not talking about the more common case in society when A is talking about himself. Somebody says, how many kids do you have? And he has on 5, 10, 2, Bali Ayin Hara. How's business? Bali Ayin Hara. Bali Ayin Hara. We don't really have a very good source for that. It's really when B is speaking about A to add on Bali Ayin Hara in order to not cause there to be Ayin Hara. So I did some searching. I searched online, and not many people have discussed where there's a good source for saying Bali Ayin Hara. There are certainly sources for Ayin Hara all over the place, and we've been talking about that over the past few weeks. But to simply say Bali Ayin Hara, we have this sefer that says there is a source, it's based on the Zohar, but I did not find many people discussing that there is a bona fide source, certainly when A is speaking about himself, and even when B is speaking about an A. So in fact, I found something online that a Rav wrote about this. He was asked by a woman. I always say Bali Ayin Hara. I'm really petrified to not be saying Bali Ayin Hara. If I wouldn't say it, I would be frightened of Ayin Hara because I really believe in Ayin Hara. And is there a basis to saying Bali Ayin Hara? So he answered as follows, that certainly there's a major concept of Ayin Hara. Saying Ayin Hara is all over Chazal's, but the concept of an Ayin Hara is not that the Satan is going to come and attack you and he goes around in the world. That's not the concept of an Ayin Hara. The concept of an Ayin Hara is when B is jealous of A, that can cause A to have an Ayin Hara. Or when A acts in a gaivadik way or show-off way, he publicizes his wealth, his success, and the like, and causes others to be envious of him. That is what causes there to be an Ayin Hara. So what you have to do then is you have to act tzanua. That's the real thing. He says, the Amira saying, Bli Ayin Hara, as people typically do, I have not found any source for it. That is simply because people are concerned about Ayin Hara, but truth be told, it's not saying the Bali Ayin Hara that's going to avoid an Ayin Hara, but what has to be done is that people have to act in a modest way to not bring Ayin Haras on them. So A has to act in a modest way, not publicize his the things that he accomplishes in life and his wealth and how many children. Keep it quiet, be modest about things that you have, and that's what's going to avoid an Ayin Hara, but simply to be saying Bali Ayin Hara, Bali Ayin Hara all the time, says that is not going to be what is going to avoid an Ayin Hara. Now, he did say at the end that if you want to say it in limited amounts, that would be one thing. And he addresses the woman asking the question who's saying, I say it all the time. I'm really scared to not say Bali Ayin Hara. He says, you should really check into that. And especially if there are others' actions or activities that are really constantly on your mind that you're really petrified from, he advises her to go see a psychologist to eliminate the possibility that she has OCD. So he's saying that if it's really on your mind so much and you're that scared, it could be a psychological problem that has to be looked into. But the bottom line here is that we have the Sefer on Ayin Hara that is saying there's certainly a basis and it's a requirement to say Bali Ayin Hara, but limited to the situation that B is talking positively about A, you have to add on a bracha, which would be Bali Ayin Hara. That is the limited situation that it would be required. And then we have this this other Rav that's saying that he found no source for it. If you want to say it somewhat, a little bit, that would be okay. But you really have to be tzanua, and that's how we avoid Ayin Hara. And the Sefer Ayin Hara would agree with that the key is to be act in a modest way. Now, just a couple of additional points on this. The Pella Yoetz points out as follows. We've been talking a lot about various skulas and ways to avoid Ayin Hara, and we went through 10 ways to avoid Ayin Hara, prevent Ayin Hara, and there are many, many others. Many others brought in Chazal and other sources. This is the Pella Yoetz. He says as follows, Kvar yesh besvarim kama skulos ma'ayin hara. There are many skulos to avoid an Ayin Hara, to treat Ayin Hara. And he does say, Varoy leilech acharein ki ubichlal v'nishmartem od l'nafsho sechem. You indeed should be careful. You should adhere to these skulos because it is included in the imperative to watch out for our health, watch out for our souls. V'nishmartem od l'nafsho sechem, to avoid an Ayin Hara. Adhering to the skulos, though, that prevent Ayin Hara, treat Ayin Hara if somebody already has it, that is an imperative. However, most important, Vala kol tefila osepeiros. The most important is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem. And he hears our tefilas, hears everyone's tefilas, tefilas kol peh. And he is the one who is matzil, who saves klal yishrov min ayin hara. So the key is tefila. So in fact, there are, depending on the nusach that somebody davens, there are references or a tefillah that we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please avoid us having an ayin hara. So nusach svar, this is right after the Birkas HaShachar in the morning, nusach svar, it says, Yeratzomi Ofanach Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avosai Shetatzi Leniam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be your will to save me every day, today and every day, ma'azefani, ma'azuzfani, ma'adamra, me'yetzara, from all these bad things, bad people, yetzer hara, bad friends, bad neighbors, etc., mipegara, me'ayin hara, also from an ayin hara, lashon hara, malshinus, etc., edu sheker, so many bad things, but included on the list, and nusach svar is ayin hara, and nusach edus hamizrach for the svaradim, very similar. Etc. Also, ayin hara. It's interesting that nusach Ashkenaz does not include the reference of ayin hara. It's a shorter version, but it does not include, and accordingly, it does not include ayin hara on the list. But the key is here, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have no nezek, we should have no harm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us, and also the key here is being tzanua, our A should act in a modest tzanua way, so he doesn't cause people to be envious of him. People aren't envious of him, there will not be an ayin hara. Have a wonderful day.